Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Is your club looking for a new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to new Warriors head coach, Shiona Forbes. Shiona, congrats on the new role and exciting time to be joining Netball Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's a great chance for them moving forward and for me as well. Just getting ready to get stuck in, really. And as we say, turn the page and keep traveling down the road that we're going on with the Warriors. So yeah, super excited, Andy.
What you seen initially?
So it's just great to meet all the coaches. Such a great vibe over there about netball. So far, really good and great to meet all the staff as well.
Last couple of years you've spent developing the Future Roses programme. So how have you found that?
Yeah, look, I'm definitely a coach and a person who just loves to develop people. We're all human beings at the end of the day. So I've absolutely loved that space. And just knowing how many of those girls that are currently in New Zealand, for example, or, you know, being picked for an under 21 European competition is just such a pleasure to be part of their development. I'm very much a coach who likes to develop the player off the court. And that's just something that I take pride on that hopefully I can bring to the Warriors as well. So yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to be in that space and it's set me up to be the Warriors head coach.
And in the Super League as well, you would have seen the growth and development of people like Sophie Kelly and Phoebe Maslin as well.
Yeah, and I think in the academy last year, there was something like 14 of them across that academy space that were either in the 12 in the Super Leagues or a training partner, which is fantastic. And when you look at the last cycle of the World Youth Cup, even though those girls were unfortunate to be able to go to the World Youth Cup because it was postponed with COVID, so many of those players, you know, Annabelle Roddy, for example, Ellie Ratu, Zara, all of those girls are absolutely thriving in Super League. So it's such a testament to the work that's being done underneath from local club all the way through to the national programme. And the development of our Super League itself has been fantastic. So yeah, it's great.
And it's important as well that these younger players, maybe don't like to use the term, but they're exposed to top international players at the very best, and not just in our league, but on a national scale and globally as well, isn't it?
It is. And I think it's just important about how we do that. So, you know, putting them in there with those experienced players. You know, if I was in there as a young player, as a wing defence, you know, I'd definitely want a Jeeva Mentor behind me. What an amazing thing that is. wouldn't everyone. Leeds Rhinos are very fortunate this year. But it's just carefully and how we do it is the key thing. And you can definitely see that shining through in our Super League as well. And that's testament to all those coaches. I guess it's not taking a risk. People say it's taking a risk. It's not that. It's being able to develop and nurture those in that growth and that environment to try and step our league up to be the best in the world. So yeah, it's great.
Back to the Warriors then. No doubt something that you'll be keen to bring to the Warriors themselves is just building their growth and strengthening the pathway as well.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. So I guess the tagline that I have with the girls at the moment is the Warriors are built with plenty of heart and they play with lots of grit. And that's, I guess, a sentence that I have come up with them just from when I've watched them over the years. That's how I feel like they play as a team. And I guess looking at the system itself, I'm trying to bring in all the experiences that I have into there, even just changing like little things like selection process and things like that, and developing a Warriors way of playing so that, you know, as they come through the system, they're all playing similar and the coaches in the pathways know what we're looking for and what we need to really drive the Warriors through. So yeah, I love that kind of stuff as a coach and a person. So yeah, I'm trying to embed it as quickly as I can in the Warriors.
That long squad will be familiar with people like Neve, Caroline and Fee, but there's a real special list of names, isn't there?
There is. And I think what people may or may not know about the other nations is that a lot of the girls come over to university in Scotland or England or wherever. So I guess a beauty of the Warriors in a way is that they are spread over everywhere in the home nation countries, and they're building their experiences with different styles of coaches in different areas and not just playing in Northern Ireland. So I guess that's kind of a positive that we have as a group and something that we're actually quite proud of and that we want to keep encouraging. And there's definitely some of those youngsters that you'll see in the Europeans coming up at the under 21s in October. Orla Rogers, who's an absolute phenomenal shooter. She plays for the Northeast in the NPL League as well. So look out for her.
Let's get the thoughts now of Karen Rollo, the executive manager of Netball Northern Ireland, on your appointment.
We have taken our time to appoint our new head coach, as this appointment will be instrumental in the next phase of our work and performance. On connecting with Shona, it has been clear from the start her passion for developing athletes and supporting their drive for success is second to none. Her experience and knowledge speak for itself. Add to that her integrity, personal values and dedication to her sport. She's the ideal fit for the Warriors and the wider Netball NI staff team, and I'm really looking forward to work with her and take the programme forward.
Great to hear from Karen there, Shona. And also the positivity, really, of the whole Netball and Ireland board and maybe Helen as well.
Yeah, when I've met those people, we're just so similar and we've got such like similar values. And our passion for netball is the same. So it was kind of like a jigsaw piece, I think. And we all kind of fit together and just want to keep driving along the Stronger Together motto that Northern Ireland Netball have. And I'm definitely want to try and implement an input into their vision. So it's great to meet them. Such lovely people, enthusiastic people about netball.
Share a little on your coaching approach. And I mean, just that culture that you want to bring to the Warriors.
Yeah, so I guess the environment or the context around the Warriors is that we'll have one camp a month, and we've got five or six of those at the moment starting this weekend. So as you can imagine, trying to adopt a way of playing, it's really important to have that culture behind. So we're doing a lot of work with the Sporting Institute of Northern Ireland around our values and our culture and the identity of being a Warrior. So at the moment, it's about that legacy and that vision and the accountability of us as a senior kind of setup and what that means for us for the pathway and the legacy that we leave for the athletes coming through. So very big on that part. And I guess the second part that I've brought in is around athlete management. And a lot of these girls sometimes don't have confidence in themselves or that self-belief that they're a really good netballer and person on the court. So we've come up with a development plan, if you like, for each individual that they'll follow and set their own goals and targets. So it's a new way of kind of thinking about it and an approach and something that we have to make sure we get right when we only see each other. What is it going to be like 10 days in person? And we've got quite big ambitions on the international stage over the next 12 months as well. So yeah, definitely got to get that piece right first with great people around me.
Definitely about supporting their ambitions and almost, well, working together for that success in tournaments, really.
Yeah, and we're working really, really hard behind the scenes. And I know you'll support this just around getting the Warriors back on that international stage. So behind the scenes, working with the other nations on some test series and what that looks like in the next 12 months. And we've got some things in the pipeline, which I can't tell you today. But if they
well,
come
I like
off,
the sound of already.
Exciting. You'll definitely see the Warriors in the next 12 months. So yeah, really excited if that comes off.
And at least that way we don't have to travel halfway around the world just to play Scotland or England or Wales.
No, but there's still great competition for us. But yeah, it's identifying those nations that we can play. Definitely the African nations, you know, like for us, it'd be Botswana and Zimbabwe in particular. Zimbabwe in particular, you know, great at netball, great powerhouse, and also just keeping an eye on those Caribbean countries. And, you know, it's hard in the world rankings, isn't it? The rankings are just so hard to navigate around. So yeah, keeping an eye on all of it, heading towards Commonwealth Games, whenever that might be, and the World Cup in the future.
Netballni.org, keep up to date with the Warriors online. Shona, in the meantime, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.